Blog Talk Radio.
Got joy instead of mourning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am Pastor Dida Douglas, along with none other than my lovely co-host, none other than the co-pastor, Kashima Douglas. We're here to inspire, encourage, and strengthen you through the Word of God, what we do on a day-to-day basis. Again, guys, we thank you so very much for partnering up and being a part of today's broadcast and partnering alongside of us. We're just excited about what the Lord is doing in this hour and in this time with us. Our scripture for this morning will be Psalms, the 23rd number, verse 1, which says, yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. That is our verse for this morning. This just a tidbit letting you know that no matter where you might find yourself at throughout your life, throughout your day, that no matter what is going on around you, you have nothing to fear, for the Lord is with you. He is our rod and our staff. He comforts us. In that next passage of scripture that tells us, that gives us that strength to let us know that no matter what it is, God has his hand on our life. Also, guys, remember that number 563-999-3628. Those of you all who would like to call in and to be a part of today's broadcast, remember that number again is 563-999-3628. Those of you all would like to call in and be a part of the conversation on this morning. We look forward to you guys partnering up with us every day. We love it. We love it. We love it. We love it. And guys, continue to be a partner. Continue to be a part of what God is doing. Now, guys, remember, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think, and he is able to do that. He is able to do that. Amen. Let us go in effectual, fervent prayer. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the opening of our eyes, God, the strengthening of our hands, the strengthening of our hearts. God, we glorify you. We magnify you. Father, we lift you up. Father, we give your name what it is due, and that is honor. On this morning, God, we honor you, God. We glorify you. Father, we magnify you. Father, we lift you up, for you are great and greatly to be praised. Father, we thank you for those that are under the sound of our voices on this morning. God, our prayer this morning, God, is that you would touch them in a mighty way. God, and you would give them the strength to continue in the fight. For the fight is great, God, for the things that are going on in their life is great. But, Lord, we realize that you are, God, not only just a mind regulator, not only just a heart fixer, God, but you're able to be, you're there with them, standing with them, strengthening them, giving them the grace and the peace and the power to overcome that the enemy would desire to try to use as a weapon against them. God, we pray that you would put your mercy, hand of mercy and grace over their lives. God, guide, keep and meet them on every hand. Let them know, God, even in the midst of the storm and in the midst of the rain, Father, you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all they can ask us in. God, put your gracious hands on their life. God, give them strength in the midst of the storm. Give them strength in the midst of the fight. Continue to walk with them and guide them, God. God, we pray for those of us under the sound of our voices this morning. God, that whatever they may be dealing with, God, in their minds, God, we ask that you quiet the chaos in their minds. God, whatever it is that the noise and pestilence is speaking in there, God, silence that noise and pestilence. God, if there's anything that is on their hearts, God, that's keeping them from feeling your presence, God, we pray that you will remove that thing even now. God, because we know that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. Father, we glorify your name in advance. God, for all things being made well. God, and for that we give your name praise, glory, honor, and dominion. And we say amen, amen. And amen. We would like to also make sure that we acknowledge those countries that are listening in with us on this morning. We thank you so very much. We ask you to continue to be a part of this broadcast. We love having you guys partner along, and we're getting new people added, man, and we're just excited about that. We're getting new countries that are added, and we thank you guys for continuing to come along and add on to that broadcast to listen in here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. And our prayer, ladies and gentlemen, our prayer is that God has put something in us so powerful that when we speak that you guys hear it. That's what we want. We want God to be glorified in everything that we do. We put God first in everything that we do, and we thank God for that. And that's not just a cliche, ladies and gentlemen. That's a way of life for us. Amen. That's a way of life for us. We thank God for you partnering in with us and being just that voice to hear, being that mindset to hear, having an ear to hear what the Lord is saying to his church on this morning. And again, we thank you guys so very much for continuing to be a part of the broadcast. All of our overseas partners, you guys that are listening in from all the other countries all over the world, we want to say thank you. Thank you very much. We realize that those of you all that are out there, you also, we also have missionaries and we also have pastors that are in those other countries. And you guys have those hard taskmasters that's connected to you guys that are trying to keep you from moving forward, trying to keep you from doing the work of the Lord. But listen, we are over here praying for you. We're praying for you. I want you to know, we want you to know that we are praying for you. We're consistently and constantly praying for you. And we realize and understand what the Lord has said, what the Bible says, when one put 1,000 a flight and two could put 10,000 a flight. Now just imagine if all of us got together and we just start touching in the green and start calling on the name of the Lord. And that's what's happening right now. It is a whole company of believers that are calling on the name of the Lord on your behalf for the work that you do. And we appreciate you for what you do. We thank God for that you have inside of you to continue to push and continue to drive and to thrive and do what God is doing, what's calling you guys to do. And we're praying for you. Know that we are praying. Know that we're interceding. Know that we're talking to the Lord. Know that God is in and on and around your life, and know that he has his hand on you, and he is doing what he does best, and that is be God and be big in your life. Amen. So we would like to make sure that we acknowledge those countries. We have Canada. We have the United States. We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Guyana. We have Nigeria. We have Zimbabwe. We have South Africa, we have China, we have Hong Kong, we have Bulgaria, we have Russia, and we just picked up Mexico. So now, guys, we are in 15 countries. Thank you guys so very much for your continued support, I want to make sure that you guys know that. We appreciate you for your continued support. Because if you guys would not be listening, you guys would not be tuning in, you guys would not be partnering up with us. Listen, we would not be out. We would be just a tinkling brass and a sounding cymbal. So this lets, when somebody's partnering up and joining in, this lets me know that our work that we do here is important. It's touching somebody's life. It's touching somebody's heart. It's touching somebody's mind. It's helping. And thank God for being able to be a voice in the wilderness to be able to help and to strengthen you guys on a day-to-day basis like we do. We love you so much for what you do. We love you so much for what we do, for what you do. There is nothing that God cannot do. There is nothing that God cannot do. He is a great God. He is a mind regulator and a heart fixer, guys. Remember that. Amen. Listen, we're going to go to some music, and we'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel.
It's my friend. Miss Faith Evans, y'all, please. Come on, y'all can do better than Chicago.
Me.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Okay, thank you. I was having a little technical difficulty this morning with my phone. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. This is our Freestyle Friday broadcast. We have our guest online right now with us. God bless you, woman of God. Thank you for coming on. Thank you for being a part this morning. We're going to go ahead on and we're just going to start this morning. Just with our, we start with just having asking questions. So, all right, are you ready?
Yes, sir, I'm ready.
Amen, good morning, amen, good morning. Amen. Thank you for being patient because sometimes this show has a mind of its own.
Tell the people
your name and where you're from.
My name is Hope Ellison, and I am from Houston, Texas, Acres home, born and raised.
That's what I'm talking about. Fofo on the air. Fofo is on the air. Okay, what all services do you offer?
Wow. That's a great question. Well, first of all, I'd like to say thank you to you guys for having us on this morning. The name of our company is Servants, Aaron Service, and More. Under the umbrella of Servants, Aaron Service, we have different services that we offer. One of the first services that we offer, we do weddings, wedding coordinator, event planning, DOC, day of coordinating. Then we also have a notary service, so I'm licensed and bonded in notary. Also, I am a bartender, so we have Simply Bartending under that umbrella, servants, errand service, and more, hands, touching hands, under the notary part. And then we also, my son, junior DJ, DJ Jace Ellison, he's under the umbrella as well. And we do an array of different things. So we work doors. We also are doorkeepers. So we work doors for people that have events. We work doors for them, just kind of assist out in any area that we can. So, again, we have an array of things that we do. But the most recent thing that we've added actually during the pandemic was healthy creation.
Can you expand a little bit on the healthy creations for us? What exactly is that?
Sure. So healthy creations, basically it was created. A couple of friends of mine basically had went plant-based. Vegan, started vegan and then kind of left vegan and then went plant-based. And so I wanted to do something. They started kind of asking me to do some salads. And so, okay, cool. And then so one salad turned into another salad and then another salad turned into about 500 salads later. And we basically try to eat more on an alkaline diet, but we do create salads for our clients that do like meat. So we do create those particular salads, but the Healthy Creations was truly birthed out of us trying to do better and live better and have a healthier lifestyle. There were so many people around me that were dealing with high blood pressure, diabetes, cancer, all kind of different diseases that our bodies were being plugged up with the different foods that were not taking care of our bodies in the way that foods should. Foods should nurture our body, should be mucus-free food. And so that's one of the reasons why we started Healthy Creation.
Okay, that sounds fantastic. And with the Healthy Creations, so those are salads that you guys provide. So how can they get in contact with you and with you too?
So if they want to reach me concerning a salad, they can call me on my phone number, which is 832-407-6266, or they can reach me on Facebook, Hope Ellison, the lady with the pearls. Or they can also go to my page, Healthy Creation, or they can just pretty much inbox me and let me know their order, and we'll go from there.
Okay, thank you. Let's have a quick, we got a couple quick questions for you. How many hours do you put into your day?
Wow. Wow, that's a crazy question. So I'll start. I get up every morning about 6 a.m. Actually, I get up every morning about 5 a.m., preparing myself to leave out the door. I go to the grocery store because all of my salads are made fresh every day. So I go to the grocery store pretty much every day to do my day. I'm also a caregiver for my dad, and I also assist with other elders. So my day is pretty much full on a daily basis, and I probably lay down maybe about 10 o'clock at night. So during the day, I'm pretty much working. If I'm not caregiving, creating salads, if I'm not that, I am dealing with a bride, getting ready for weddings. If I'm not that, I am assisting a friend of mine that runs a hall. If I'm not doing that, I am also assisting my niece that is starting a girls' home. So I can't really tell you how many hours I work in a day because I work all day.
You sound like you have a full schedule every day. Look like that, just, you know, just like one of those things is where you leave one spot and go to another spot. Wow. Yeah, it sounds like you have a very loud, you have a very, very, very tight day. One of the other questions I want to ask you is, can you, I'm sorry, I got a bad brain for a second. What made you want to get into this? What made you want to get involved with all these businesses that you have right now?
Well, for me, I've always seen my parents work. I've always seen my parents not just work, but always have a hustle, for lack of words. My dad pastored a church for 30 years, plus he was a builder and a contractor. My mother worked for HISD for about 23 years, and plus she worked for Janice Nursing Home probably for about 15 years part-time during the summer. My mother always instilled in us, my brother and I, and pretty much whoever was around us, that basically if you don't work, you don't eat. And I basically took that, what she gave me, and I kind of ran with it. I worked for Walmart for about 20 years, and just God just gave me what I needed to do and how I needed to do to step out on faith. I struggled a little bit at first because I said, God, this is what I know. I felt like I was Walmart. I felt like I knew Walmart in and out, but I believe that God placed me at Walmart for me to learn some of the logistics and things that I needed to know to get me to where I needed to do or be in my own business and in my own world. And so I praise God for that he allowed me to work for a company as long as he did. I thank God that he allowed me to meet some amazing people and network with some amazing people that put me in this place that I am right now. And I couldn't be anywhere in this position where I am right now without God.
Amen. What is your passion?
My passion is the love for people. I love people. I love to take care of people. I love to help people. And I love that God loved us enough to put for me to be able to help.
Okay. What do you see yourself in about 5 years? And also, people, if you want to call in, remember the number is 563-999-3628. Make sure you press 1 so I know that you want to have a question for Ms. Hope.
I see myself in 5 years being able to continue to teach, train, and develop young people or people in period that just want to be servants of God, that just want to help people. I see myself in 5 years being able to be in a place that if I see an elder or if I see someone hungry, that I can feed them immediately, or I could take them in, or I could put them in a place immediately. I see myself owning my own event hall. I being in a place or a position to see my kids be successful and see my dad, God's will, still here with me. If God allows him to be still with me 5 more years that would give him 90 years here on earth. I see that. But I know God's will must be done however it's done. And so I'm going to continue to walk in his faith, walk in his glory, pay my tithe, trust him, do what I'm supposed to do, give my time, my talent, and my treasure, and I'm going to leave the rest to him.
Okay. If you could go back in time, what would you tell yourself?
If I could go back in time, I would tell myself that I ignored a lot of things that God had in store for me because I wanted things for myself. If I could go back in time, I would tell myself, self, sit still and watch God work. But, you know, sometimes when you're young and you're vibrant and you think that you tell God you want something and you think that God's supposed to give it to you right then and right there. But sometimes God is saying, I want you to wait because I have something big for you, but I want you to take care of this small thing first. Because if you take care of this small thing, I know that you're going to appreciate the big. And so I believe that if I would have gone back in time for things that God told me not to do, I would have obeyed him. I would have trusted him more with the things he gave me. But I thank him for his grace and his mercy.
Amen. Amen. What is your motivation? What is your motivation?
My motivation, I have a few motivations, to be honest with you. So a few of my motivations are some amazing people that are in my life and in my world. First of all, my pastor, my first lady, Pastor Lee Skinner, Marcia Skinner, my church family, my kids, my dad, but most of all, the love that God has for me, y'all, because the things that God do for me, he didn't have to do it. And my motivation is that God thought enough for me for people to trust me to make them some food, care of the event, for people to trust me to make sure that things are planned well the way they planned it and executed it. So that's my motivation. Every day that I get up and I have an event, I'm hard on myself because I want that event to run well. I'm hard on myself because when a wedding couple, a married couple get me, a couple that's about to get married, they get me. They just not getting a person that's just going to do their wedding and tell them how to go down the aisle. Now they're going to get somebody that's going to be praying for them. They're getting somebody that's going to tell them that if you told me you had a $10,000 budget and you want to go over your $10,000 budget, I'm going to ask some questions because at the end of the day, I always tell my bride, I always tell my grooms, the one thing you don't want to go into a wedding is having financial issues. You don't want to do that. And so I'm always encouraging them. So when they get a coordinator, they're just not getting a wedding coordinator. Those are some of my motivations as well.
If you have a team and y'all are they're stressed, what do you tell your team?
I tell my team, let's put some lemons in our hands, let's squeeze these lemons, and let's get it. And they know it. Let's get it. We ain't stressing. We pray about it. When we get to an event, we always pray. We pray, and we move forward.
That's good. What advice would you give someone who want to start their business?
That I would get is to, if you don't have one, get a mentor. I would also say to have, for me, I have several, some spiritual advisors on deck, but I would always say have those spiritual advisors on deck. I always say have those people that are going to speak truth to you but are going to tell you logical things. Are not just going to go with the flow with you, are not going to say, oh, yes, or going to challenge you in some areas because, trust me, when you start a business, my love, challenges are going to come. You're going to have to know how to deal with those challenges. And if you are wearing your feelings on your sleeve, you're not going to make it. you're going to have to get some tough skin in the business of helping and dealing with people, because everybody is not going to be on the same level you are on. You're going to have some people that are on different pieces, came from different places of the world, and you're going to have to figure it out. But the main thing that I always say is I always revert back to prayer. I always ask God to cover my client, cover my business, and I always say, Lord, if this client is not for me, because I do realize that all money is not good money. So if this client is not good for me, Lord, show me, help me. And so far, God has truly blessed me with some amazing clients. He has blessed me with some amazing people. And even if I've had a client that has had a rupture, God has still allowed me to be that woman of integrity, to hold my ground, and to hold who I was true to him.
Okay, okay. When did you first have that aha moment? Like, I really did that.
Wow. So probably, I guess, an aha moment for me was I had a groom basically come to me a couple of years ago, maybe about 3 or 4 years ago now, and he said that, you know, he wanted to plan a surprise wedding for his bride. I'm like, what? A surprise wedding? And he's like, yeah. He's like, she know we're getting married, but she don't know we're going to get married on this date. And I'm like, really? And he and I together planned that entire wedding. Contrary to some to say, well, hey, I wouldn't want plan my wedding for me, but her husband, along with my help, did an amazing job at doing that. And that was when I have been doing weddings pretty much for about 17 years now. But that was wild, like, wow, we really did that, you know. And that was a wild moment for me. That was a wild moment for me. Another wild moment was here recently, November 1st, I basically became full caregiver of my dad. And a couple of weeks ago, my dad had the opportunity to go with me, and he doesn't like to just sit still if he see me working. And so just to have that moment, to have an 85-year-old dad with dementia to help you along the way is a wild moment for me. It's a wild moment for me because the doctor says this, but our God says something differently. And so I have wild moments all the time, but those are some recent wild moments for me.
Okay. So tell us about the DJ that's on your staff. Tell us about him.
So the DJ that's on my staff is DJ Jace. Jace is, at this point right now, 12 years old. And if God's willing, he will be 13 in August, and he is striving really hard for 13. But Jace has always had a love for music. He's always, even as a little boy, you put the music on, he was jamming, he was dancing. And when Jace was born, actually during the pregnancy of Jace, they basically told me that Jace was going to have a certain percent of brain mass, that Jace was not going to even be here. Basically told me he was probably being a NICU for a long time, but God's will, we were able to bring him home after about 9 days of being in the hospital. We brought him home, brought Jace home, and he had some difficulties, and he had a twisted esophagus, and so we had to undergo a couple of series of surgeries with that, and Texas Children took care of us really well. And then Jace started getting bigger, and as he got bigger, we tried to put him in football and put him in basketball and put him in this, and it didn't work because he didn't want to do it. He said, my mom's too skinny. I don't want to play. They hit me too hard. He played it for one season, and they called him Can't Get Right. But Can't Get Right did the winning play of the last game for them. And so Jace, he told me, he said, Mama, I want to DJ. And I said, what? He said, I want to play music. And I said, okay. So I said, well, let's see. So we started looking at equipment and looking at this. I mentored up, touched bases, got him a nice mentor. His mentor is DJ Williams, and along with Smooth and some other great DJs on the trail ride scene, they have really helped Jace. And so Jace has been doing his DJ thing for about 2 years now, and he's growing in it, and he loves it. He's an old soul. If you ever meet him, you would feel like you've been knowing him forever. And he's still a boy, so we're still raising him. We have some amazing village keepers. But Jace has an amazing heart. Over the last 3 years, he has done a blanket drive, and well over 1,000 blankets he's collected and been able to collect them from different organizations. Various organizations, the Hard Riders, the Gorilla Squad, GFE, the Trail Riding Community, our church family. A lot of people just have really helped us out. A lot of our friends at Jack's Grill, where we spend a lot of time at, they've helped us out. A lot of our friends at Bayou Seafood, where we spend a lot of time at, they helped us out too as well. And so I'm just saying, to God be the glory for Jace. Excited about his future. He has a lot of events, if COVID allows us to go through. He has a lot of events planned. He also does weddings as well. You would be surprised, a 12-year-old doing a wedding, and he does an amazing job. He pays very, very good attention to the coordinator. And so I'm excited about Jace.
That is awesome. That is awesome. How can they in contact with you if they want your services? Let people know your web page, your Facebook, the phone number that you use, if they want to get in contact with you.
Okay, so if you want to reach me, you can reach me at 832-407-6266, or you can reach me on Facebook as Hope Ellison, or you can reach me on Instagram at Hope8306. If not, you can definitely reach me on Facebook or 832-407-6266.
Thank you so much for coming on and sharing what all that you do. We're going to pray for you before you go.
Yes, ma'am.
Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this vessel of honor that you have sent before us today. God, our prayer today, God, is that everything that she has, God, umbrellaed in her life, God, everything that she has, God, put her hand to. Father, our prayer today is, God, that it would bring forth much fruit, God. God, because the heart that she has is a pure heart. Her mind that she has, God, is a mind to have the chase after you. God, her desire is to be, do everything that is pleasing in your sight, oh God. So, Lord, this morning, God, we pray this morning, God, that you would not only just open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing, but, Father, we pray, God, that you would open up doors, not just any door, but, God, the major doors that she stands in the need of, God, every place that she desires to open up, God, the things that she have prayed to you in secret, God, that where she wouldn't tell nobody but you, oh God, we pray today, God, that you would just open up those doors, God, that she'll be able to walk in, God, and she'll be able to bring forth what she needs to bring forth, God. God, to be able to be a blessing to others, to reach out and touch others, oh God, to bring others, God, into the fold, into, God, a connection with her, God. God, we thank you for everything that is outstretched in her life, God. God, we pray, God, that you would just bring forth, God, more fruit, God, and the more fruit that you give it to her. God, I see her planting more seed, God, that more fruit shall grow. God, we thank you for all the people that is connected to her, all of our team, God. We lift them up today, God.
Yes.
God, we pray that, God, that they, as they go into this journey, as they go into this journey together, God. God, even as they understand the prayer, God, that the prayers of the righteous avail as much, God, that you will open up doors and ways for them as well, God, and show them, God, that you are great and you are greatly to be praised. Father, we pray for these, for her son, God. We pray for him as he grows, God, into, God, this thing that will, most people won't think is a ministry, God. We pray, God, even now, God, as he do that, God, it'd be his ministry, God. God, to be able to touch lives, God, through the music that he plays, to give them the joy and the peace and the happiness, God, pursuing the event, God. We pray, God, that you would just continue to keep him, oh, God, and strengthen him, oh, God. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you for all things being made well in their lives, even now. God, we glorify you, we magnify you, Father, and we edify you in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray for her dad, God. God, we lift that man of God up, God. God, we tell you, ask that you would touch him, God. God, continue to use him, God. God, where the enemy say one thing, God, we know that there's a word still down on the inside of him, God. God, we thank you for the words that he has spoken in the lives of others, God, where you strengthen those, God. God, we pray that those words that have encouraged him come back and strengthen him, God. God, even in his latter days, oh, God. God, even in his latter days, God, you said you'll use him in his latter days. So use him even the more now, God. God, to be able to encourage someone, to strengthen someone, to empower someone. God, so we call on your name and we glorify you for what you're doing right now, even in the man of God's life. God, we thank you in advance for all things being made well. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, 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 and amen.
Amen.
God bless you. We thank you so much for being a part of today's broadcast with us. We really appreciate it. I'm telling you, all of the things that you shared this morning, I'm telling you, it blessed some people. Now, just FYI, just wanted to just be the FYI, you were in 15 countries this morning.
Wow.
We're now in 50. Your voice was heard across 15 countries today. So you actually got the opportunity to speak to people in all over the world. We're in Jamaica, we in Germany, South Africa, Hong Kong, Saudi Arabia. So your voice went everywhere.
So you tell people again. So you get your overseas clients how to contact you. And, how to contact you again. You let them know one more time for the ones overseas who didn't hear you in the back. You know, tell them again.
They can reach me at 832-407-6266, or you can find me on Facebook, Hope Ellison.
Okay. Well, thank you, woman of God, for coming on and sharing with all that you do. We'll be definitely having you back. It is an honor for you to come on and just tell the truth about why you started, what you do, what motivates you, and what keeps you pushing. People need to hear that. Even though during this pandemic, you can still continue to push through. No, it's not easy. Nowhere in the Bible says it's going to be easy, but it's going to be well worth it. It did say have faith size of mustard seed, and we are so happy that you were able to come on here and share that. And again, we will be having you back.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. You have a phenomenal and blessed day.
Okay, I will. You too. Bye-bye.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister, Leandria, here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Lord, deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me. Hurt me, Lord, deliver me, 'cause all I see to do is hurt me.
Yep,
my background sent.
Oh, oh,
oh, yeah. God rescue me from myself, from my overthinking. If you're listening out there, just repeat after me if you're struggling with your past and say,
oh, oh, oh.
Let the Lord know. Just say, oh,
oh, oh.
He wants to restore your soul. Just say, hey, yes, my people who are called by my name humble themselves in prayer. Seek my faith, turn from their wicked ways. I will hear from heaven. Break it on down. So it is. It is so. Amen. Now when we pray, we want to end that with a declaration, a decree. So I'm speaking for all of you listening, starting here, starting now. The things that hurt you in the past won't control your future. Starting now, this is a new day. This is your exodus. You are officially released. Now sing it for me, Leandria.
Scriptures Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Amen. Amen. Those of you all who are under the sound of our voices this morning, we want to share this with you this morning. This is your opportunity to receive closer relationship with God. Know that he is not just able but well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. There is a blessing in trusting in him. Know that in the midst of what we see, in the midst of what we're going through, in the midst of what the enemy may be presenting in your life, know that he is not just able but well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask of him. The only thing we have to do is just trust him, lean on him, depend on him, and he will do what he said he'll do. I have seen him move by his power and seen him move by his strength. He has done some great things. So I want to invite you into this connection, if you would, with God. And by doing so, I want you to just receive this prayer that I'm going to pray. It's a prayer of serenity, a prayer of surrender, and a prayer of change. It's very simple, not complicated at all, ladies and gentlemen, to get into the presence of God that you need to get into. Get in the right relationship with him. Get in the right mindset with him. For not only is he able, but he is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask, I think. It is not a complicated place at all. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask, I think. It is just that simple. When you trust in him, he'll move by his power and by his strength. Not only will he show himself strong, but he will show himself mighty on your behalf and in your life. Amen? Amen. So this prayer is not just for the lost, but this prayer is also for the ones who have backslidden, the ones who were there and they stumbled and fell, and you may be still in your fall. This prayer is for you as well. We want you to know that you are able to come back home. Come back into the right standing with God. It is very simple. Only thing you have to do is just allow him to be God and be God all by himself. Amen? Amen. So let us pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for these that are under the sound of our voices on this morning. God, our prayer this morning is, God, that you would strengthen them on every hand. Lord, let grace abound. Let peace abound. Let hope abound. God, we pray even today, God, that they desire to come back into the fold, those that are lost. God, the ones that need you, God, need a closer walk with you. God, we pray for them today, God, as well. God, we surrender. God, we pray that they surrender themselves even now. Surrender their hearts and their minds unto you, the one, the true God, the only God that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all they could ask or think. It's not a complicated place. It's not a complicated thing. God, it's just you being God and being God all by yourself. Father, we thank you for all things being made well. God, we thank you for all things being made well. Father, we thank you for all things being made well, even now. God, we pray that you would just be their peace and their joy and their hope. Give them the wisdom and understanding. God, that even in this, God, that you are yet God and you're yet God all by yourself. God, and you could do great things. Only thing they have to do is just trust you in the magnitude that they trust you. God, we speak the scripture over their life. God, right now, God, that they confess with their mouth and that they believe in their hearts that Jesus died and he was raised from the dead and they are now saved. And we thank you and we glorify you for it. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, we pray for all of our mayors and doctors and police officers and nurses, God, and our congressmen and congresswomen, and God, all of our bishops and pastors and apostles and preachers, missionaries across this country, we pray for them today, God. God, we pray that you continue to have your hand over their life. Keep them and protect them and watch over them, God. Guide them in the way that you would have them to be guided. God, don't let them be weary and well-doing. God, don't let them faint in the fight. But God, give them the strength to continue to stand and stand on in what you have given to them to stand in. God, we pray this prayer. God, knowing, God, you're not just able, but, Father, you are well able, God, to keep them and protect them and give them the strength, God, to continue. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. We have three keys we want to share with you this morning. Go ahead and share those three keys, and I'll be right back.
The first key is to get you a Bible. King James or NIV, get you a Bible. Two, find your church home. Whether you go in, be safe, mask up, wash your hands, sanitize. Or you can go online. But you're definitely welcome to come join us at the Abba House International on Facebook at the Abba House. Three, make sure the man or woman of God is not only preaching the word, but that they are teaching the word. Whoever you're under, make sure they are walking in what they're preaching. This must line up when you surrender your life to Christ.
Amen. Amen. Thank you guys so much for joining us this morning on our Freestyle Friday. It was an exciting day. We had Miss Hope with us, a fantastic woman of God. Guys, remember, please, please, please remember to patronize her. She has so many things. We gave out the information on the broadcast. Those of you all who did not get an opportunity to hear that, we're actually going to share the broadcast. You guys can go in and you can pull that information up. And what's her last name? It's Hope Ellison. You could go to Miss Hope Ellison's Facebook page and you can get her, you can get in contact with her, and she'll be able to give you all the information as well. So please remember to connect with her for all of your business needs. She is a fantastic woman of God. I promise you, you'll be glad you got connected with her. Amen. Also, guys, remember, Corey did the Give Bath Bombs. We are excited about all of the Facebook and the Instagram reviews that are going on with Corey did the Gift. Listen, guys, you need to get in contact with her. Men, ladies, it is getting close to Valentine's Day. Listen, we are excited about the Valentine's Day gift process that we have for you guys. Listen, if you need a Valentine's Day gift, this would be the perfect gift. The Corey got bath bombs. Corey gets to get bath bombs would be the perfect gift to get for your loved one. I'm telling you, you'll be glad you did. She has a sale going on, a 7 for 10.
2 for 9.
It's 2 for 9 and what now? 2 for 9 and 3 for 14. So you guys that are listening in, you need your bath bomb fix. Those of you all who had y'all bath bombs and y'all ran out, listen, this is a good time to stock up. Remember that, again, that's Corey Gifted Gifts 34@gmail.com. You can also get in contact with her at 832-816-7997. That number again is 832-816-7997. You can get in contact with her through any one of those media and telephone numbers that you could get in contact with her, and she will be glad to take care of all of your bath bomb needs. God bless you. We love you so very much. We appreciate you. And remember, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. In the mighty and infallible name of Jesus do we pray. Amen and amen.
If you know there's power in the name of Jesus, somebody shout that name, Jesus. Jesus! There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Let's say it together. There is power.
There is power.
Come on. We know where the power is. Shout, there is power.
There is power.
Break every chain, break every... Somebody put your hands in the air right here, let's do it together. There's an arm.